We are on a roll, a sausage roll, meat and potato in my hole.
Oh.
How are you?
Sound la. Didn't work this morning. Mixing with the COVID-19.
The COVID-19 massive. The posse.
Yeah.
In the use.
Train numbers are picking up. Had about 30 odd on the train today.
Ah, face masks from Monday.
Yeah.
Face mask Monday.
There's not a law, is it? They're just recommending.
No, it's compulsory.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the London TMs was saying he spoke to the BTP, and he seems to think it's not a law, so he said, oh, are we supposed to police it?
It's a law.
If you tell someone to put a mask on and they say no, what can you do? But it's a law, is it? Yeah.
Well, they've put out information saying do this, do that, do the other, and any sort of problems, get the BTP. So, there won't be a problem, mate. Get the mask on your face, lad, and do it.
Just pull your scarf over your face or get off me train.
Put your bird skids on your grid. Bird skid on your grid. There'll be fellas.
Why are bird skids yellow? Cream. Oh, yellow and cream.
T-M-I.
Mine are always a nice shade of brown.
That's a nice, yeah, you could make a nice cup of tea out of them skids.
strain the hot water through it. Nice pair of stained undies.
Oh,
like a nice colour blue, that.
Asshole hairs, innit? The worst type of hair. Imagine you're born and you're a hair. Where would you, if you were a hare, what's your dream job?
You're on Linda Lusardi.
Well, apart from
it'd be on Holly Willoughby's Minge.
Well, yeah, I didn't think of it like that. I was thinking more of an eyebrow, but now you put it like that. Because if you were an eyebrow hare, you get to look around at all the world around you. But
oh, I see. But you're looking at through those tinted glasses. I'm just a perv.
I'd go with yours instead, to be honest. Joe Guest. Oh,
Guest. Blast from the past. Oh, yeah. 94-95. Oh, as we speak, well, in this year, Blackburn won with Kenny. This year, Kenny won the title, as we know. King Blackburn. Yep. And as we speak, it is the day after Liverpool have just demolished Blackburn 6-0 at Anfield behind the closed doors friendly, ready for the restart of the 2020 season. Two wins away, or one win if City lose.
So when does City kick off? Do you know the fixtures? Because I don't know anything, I'll be honest. I'm still... It's not in my wheelhouse. I didn't even know it was Friday today. I keep forgetting I've got to go to work later.
All I know is we're playing on Sunday against Everton at Goodison, and Man City are playing Arsenal before us. I don't know whether it's Friday, Thursday, Friday, what.
And Arsenal have got a terrible record against Man City. So,
if Arsenal do us a favour and beats Man City, it's got to be a win. A draw is not good enough. They've got to beat Man City. And then we've just got to turn over the Blues.
Do you know what, right? Ours. So, we magic got to fingling. Everton haven't beat Liverpool this century. Yeah? 99 is the last time they won.
Yeah.
And if you look at the Bundesliga, the way the football's been going, more away teams are winning.
Yeah.
Than home teams. And some of the scores, it's like end of season football or friendly football. 5-4, 6-2. You know, all these type of weird scores. So, it wouldn't surprise me. We battered them last game. Was it 5-2, the last derby? it wouldn't be surprising because there's so much riding on this match that they turn us over. Wayne Clark comes out of retirement and just knees it in the six-yard box.
Yeah. Oh, they're definitely going to be trying to upset the apple cart. They'll be trying to ruin the party.
I think so.
I mean, up until a couple of days ago, this game was going to be played at St Mary's, Southampton, wasn't it?
Ridiculous. Because
most players are at neutral ground.
The idiots are going to congregate anyway. Wherever we play this match, the idiots are going to be there. Me and you aren't going to be there. I might, if I could, drive past in my car and beat my horn, but I certainly wouldn't be getting out the car.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'd do that. I think they should actively promote it. Come in your car and stay in your car. Come and beep your horns. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe. A car parade through the city with your flags out. My concern as well is we've had 2 months or 3 months even now of we're basically champions. And is that in the players' mindset? They've still got to get over the finish line. They've still got to do it. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, there's still the chance. It's not mathematically certain, is it? A brave man would say we're not going to win it.
Of course we're going to win it. Do you know what I mean? Famous last words. That cliff will be pulled and it'll be on the news at 10 when Man City win the league in September. But, of course we're going
to
win it.
The thing is, I think what made the decision to keep it in Liverpool at Goodison is how could they turn around and say we've moved venue because we don't want crowds gathering when they've just had the big St George's Hall gathering at Liverpool. They had 10,000 people at Piccadilly Gardens in Manchester.
Yeah,
they've had everyone congregating on the beaches and the fields and parks and everything.
And yet football fans are, you know, a legacy of Thatcher's Britain. Football fans are hooligans.
Yeah.
Football fans are thugs. Still got the draconian laws in place where you can't drink in football grounds. All that type of stuff. It all goes back to that, I think. Thatcher. Fuck Thatcher.
Yeah. And that's why Liverpool will never be a conservative city, ever. I don't care who becomes a conservative leader.
Johnny Depp.
It's all down to Thatcher.
What if Johnny Depp? Yeah.
No. I'll go back to Holly Willoughby, like we were talking before.
Holly Willoughby
was to be conservative, I'd vote for her.
Oh, Stuart. You're so wonderful. So come on then.
I say Blackburn won the league on 18. Well, it's famous ending, isn't it? Man United finished second, a point behind Forest. Liverpool finished fourth, Leeds fifth, and Everton back in 15th spot. And Mike Walker was the manager for Everton this full season. Well, not this full season. Starts from the end. The start of the season. And Everton didn't win a game until their 15th game that season.
You're joking.
13 league games and 2 league cup games against Portsmouth from Division 1. And they drew and lost against Portsmouth. So obviously this was the end of Mike Walker. They were bottom of the table from the third week right through to the 15th week.
Wow.
Yeah,
and he pulled it round and got a respectable finish.
Joe Royal came. Joe Royal joined from Oldham, an Everton legend. And he started with 3 wins. His first 3 games, 3 wins. Unfortunately, his first game was the derby. Beat us 2-0 his first game. So Everton with the bottom of the league for 12 weeks.
And this season is very important in Everton history because it's the last time they won a trophy.
I mean, he did well, Joe Royal, when he came. With their remaining 34 games that season when he took over, they only lost 6 games. And it's the Walker's 9 games that season, at the start of the season. Is 16 games. He lost 6.
Wow.
So Walker had 16 games. They lost 9 of them. and so I had 34 and they only lost 6. A lot of draws.
Yeah.
He seemed to concentrate on the defensive side.
Is this the Dogs of War? Are these the Dogs of War, or is that too soon?
I think we're talking possibly the next season or the season after. Oh, no, yes, this season, Ferguson Company. I was saying, 17 of them games, they didn't concede a goal. So they definitely strengthened defence. They got through, they won the FA Cup, beating Man United. 1-0 in the final.
I actually celebrated that win.
Well, they went through all 6 games with only conceding 1 goal.
Yeah. I was glad Everton won that cup, because it's a lesser of two evils. Everton aren't evil. Don't hate Everton. I don't hate Man United, but there's Man United, aren't they? So, I used to hate them all.
They won the FA Cup, which made them qualified for the next year's Cup Winners' Cup. Liverpool won the League Cup, then the Coca-Cola Cup.
Oh,
fifth time we won it.
Against Bolton.
2-1 against Bolton.
Yeah, because I had a bet on that game.
Ooh.
I did. Steve McManaman scored 2, didn't he?
He did get 2, you're right.
See, I had McManaman first goal. See, I think he's having a little flutter.
Johnny Aldo at Everton. They got the promotion 3 years on the bounce.
Oh, Tranmere.
They got knocked out in the semis. So they had 3 attempts to come up to the Prem.
Oh.
3 times failed.
Imagine if Tranmere had got into the Prem. That would have been boss, mate.
Yeah.
They'd have still been there, because I think the fan base would be there to keep them up. I really do.
Who came up at the end of the season? At the end of the season, relegated was Crystal Palace, who for the past 3 seasons went down, came up, and then gone back down straight away.
Good.
Norwich and Leicester, who came up last season, went straight back down. And also, don't forget this season, this was going back to the 38 matches.
Ah, so 2 were getting, the end of the an season, extra 2 went down.
4 were going down, 2 were coming up.
Right, okay. So Everton did extra especially well then, didn't he, really, when you think about it?
Yeah.
5
Middlesbrough and Bolton came up at the end of the season.
Now, looking at the top of the league, what surprised me, considering their fall from grace, Nottingham Forest finished 3rd. That wouldn't have been Cloughy, would it? Because hadn't Cloughy gone?
No, Cloughy went, yeah. It was Frank Clark, wasn't it? I think Frank Clark took over.
Hadn't Forest been relegated and come back up?
Yeah.
So that's pretty... Yeah. They finished 3 points clear.
When they got relegated, that's when Clough left. And Frank Clark brought them back up.
I mean, you look at that again, that you say the money in football and all that. And you look at this Premier League now. And it's Blackburn, United, Forest, Liverpool, Leeds, Newcastle, Tottenham, QPR, Wimbledon, Southampton, Chelsea, Arsenal, Sheffield Wednesday, West Ham, Everton, Coventry, Man City, Aston Villa, Palace, Norwich, Leicester, Ipswich. I'd say about half of them are still Premier League teams now.
Yeah.
It's what you spend and that keeps you up, I think, ultimately.
Like I say, they would Leicester. It seems to be the same teams going up and down now. So it's like... Obviously, it wasn't set in stone, but the better teams stayed the better team in the Division 1 when he went down.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think you're right, Scotty.
That's what I was going to say about Aldridge as well. Do you know his final goals to game ratio, according to Wikipedia, is still a record?
Wouldn't surprise me.
889 games, 476 goals.
Fucking legend, that, mate.
According to Wikipedia, it's a tally not matched by any goal scorer in any post-war English football to this day.
Good on him.
Some going at it.
He's my hero. Games. Absolute hero. I love Aldo.
You think? I mean, maybe it's just me, But you think he was there longer? I know he wasn't because Russ came back. He only played like 80 games for Liverpool, didn't he?
Yeah. What have I got, basically two seasons.
83 games, 50 goals.
Fucking fun. Why did we sell him on? Because Rushy never did the return like that. He had a couple of good seasons, Rushy. He was consistent. But
it's all through. It was good. Newport County started. 170 games, 70 goals. Boom. Oxford United, 114 games, 72 goals.
Boom.
Liverpool, 50 from 83.
Boom.
Real Sociedad, 33 goals from 63.
Boom.
Tranmere, 138 goals from 243.
Boom.
You know what I mean? Whenever he went, he fucking knew where the net was.
Yeah. He was a monster, mate.
And I mean, it just proves he was there for two seasons and he's still highly acclaimed as a Liverpool legend.
Yeah. I love listening to his commentating now as well. Yeah. He literally nearly falls out of that freaking thing that he's in every time we score. Boss. Proper Scouser, proper Liverpool fan.
Yeah.
Proper ball.
Transfers this season. We got Babb from Coventry. And we got John Scales from Wimbledon. If you remember, Babb had a blinding World Cup, didn't he, for the Republic of Ireland?
Yeah.
He looked like a £10 million defender.
Well, he was... I don't think he was a particularly good defender, but one year, I'm sure he won Defender of the Year because statistically, he was the best in the league.
Oh, stats, yeah.
Yeah, stats.
I remember he looked immense in the World Cup and he didn't sort of like live up to his potential at Liverpool.
And John Scales, another weird one.
Posh boy, wasn't he, John Scales? Just didn't seem to fit in. Mm. Out was Don Hutchinson to West Ham.
And Stevie
Nichol, yeah, on the plane. Stevie Nichol, at the age of 33, went to Notts County on a free. With some service there he gave us.
Played a lot of football for us, didn't he, Nichol? I fucking loved that. That 87-88 season where he scores that hat-trick away at Newcastle.
Well, he's most famous, isn't he, for playing in basically every position.
Yeah.
You can put him anywhere to do a job. Yeah. For Everton.
They bought
Ferguson from Rangers on loan. Well, they got him on loan first for 9 games.
Did you get Barry Ferguson as well? Or have I dreamt that?
No, they got from Rangers.
Yeah.
They got, what's his name? Durant. Gordon Durant.
Yeah.
But he didn't stay. He didn't stay for his full term, did he?
No.
Something must have happened. He went straight back. But if you remember, Ferguson came with an impending court case, didn't he?
Yeah.
For headbutting a player. He was threatened with a 12-match ban or something, wasn't he?
Didn't he go to prison?
I know he had a drunk... He was done for drunk driving, wasn't he? I do think he's been to prison, but I don't know what for.
Probably got to be. Right, I'm going to have a look. Duncan Ferguson.
Business. I know he got done for drink driving because his first season, he was staying at a city centre hotel and he was always on the lash, apparently. He was always bevied. And so he got caught drink driving. And apparently, he only got let out, he was arrested and only got let out of the police station like 24 hours before the derby.
He was in prison for 44 days for a pub brawl.
What year was that, say?
let's have a look. He joined Everton in 94, stint at Newcastle, and then he returned to Everton. Come on, keep talking. Prison in 94.
Oh, so...
Yeah.
That must have been for his drink driving. And he was released 38 hours before the kickoff of the derby and he scored, didn't he?
Not bad. So, we're getting onto the derby. Is it time?
Yeah, let me just finish the transfers. You also got Earl Barrett from Villa.
Barrett. Yeah, remember him?
Vinny Samways from Spurs. Remember Vinny Samways?
Yeah.
And Daniel Amakachi.
Yeah, didn't he score against Tottenham in the semi-final of the FA Cup? Sure.
Yeah, got him for Bruce for $3 million.
Daniel Amakachi.
And out went, he came in wielding the axe, did Joe Royal, and out went Brett Angel.
See ya.
Davey Burrows.
Bye.
He was only there for a few months, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Ian Snowden and Tony Cotty.
Snods.
Snoddy baby.
There was I heard a fact about Cotty the other day, actually, on one of, I think it was Top Flight Time Machine, maybe. He played a season. I think it was the season he left Leicester, but he played in every league in one season. He left Leicester, he went somewhere, QPR or whatever. Then he went somewhere else. Then he got a manager's job or player manager's job. He played in all four leagues in one season at the end of his career. Oh. I like Tony Cotty. Good little player.
Yeah.
Oh, he scored a fucking goal.
Another one I knew where the net was.
Yeah.
What else we found? This is, of course, the season where Fowler got the fastest...
Well, at
the time, the fastest hat-trick against Arsenal.
Yeah.
273 seconds, scored a hat-trick. 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
This house.
It stood.
Go on.
Until 2015. Do you know who broke it and still holds the record?
Suarez.
No.
Dick out.
No. Mane against Villa.
Go ahead,
2015. Dad. So Fowler was 273 seconds. Mane was 176 seconds.
Wow.
2 minutes, 56 seconds. Got a hat trick.
How was that possible?
For Southampton, yeah.
That's like they kick off, they go down the other end and score. They kick off, they go down the other end. Fucking hell.
How is that possible? Less than 3 minutes.
No wonder we bought him.
It's all that, isn't it? Only takes a minute to score a goal.
I was in this house when Fowler scored, the house that I'm living in now, and I was in the bath, and in the time I had a bath listening to the radio.
You used to have a bath in your mother-in-law's house?
They were on holiday, so I was staying here
cleaning your willy.
Yeah. And in the time I was in the bath, he scored an hat-trick. I remember that. He did. I was in the bath a bit longer than that, but listening to the match and scored an hat-trick. Fucking boss. I love Robbie Fowler.
You went back out and put Mary's knickers on your head and ran around the room.
I had them
on. Or was it Jack Sundays?
Oh. Right. So the derby.
First derby then.
Is in November the 21st, 1994. Dermot Gallagher. 39,866 or 55, let me zoom in. 66.
66.
Execute order 66. I've just finished Clone Wars. Oh my God. Everton 2, Liverpool 0. Joe Royal versus Roy Evans.
So, Joe Royal's first game.
Joe Royal's first game. New manager bounce. Southall.
Everton, the bottom of the league.
Fourth. Fucking hell, this was so one-sided then, wasn't it? And we blew it. So Southall, I love Neville Southall. I love him on social media now, he's amazing. Gary Ablett, Hinchcliffe, Unsworth, Watson, Jackson, Eberl, Horn, Parkinson, Amakachi, and Duncan Ferguson. Rideout and Anders Limpar got a game as well. The Liverpool team, David James. I remember standing on the cop when he got his England call up, or sitting on the cop, I can't remember what it was, chanting, England number one.
Number one, England number one.
And then he was shit. Sticking a Bjornaby, Rob Jones, Phil Babb, Neil Ruddock, Scales. So there, right, you've got... So Babb must have been on the wing.
Was, yeah. Played on the wing.
But he also played central as well. So we've got three central defenders there, basically. Steve McManaman, Jan Molby, John Barnes, Robert Fowler, and Ian Rush. So, still got some European Cup winners hanging on. Or,
yeah.
One. I don't think Molby got one, did he? He come in 85, didn't he? Redknapp come on for Ingerby Youngerby. We had Clough on the bench. He wasn't used.
Yeah.
So, and they scored. Well, it was 0-0 at half time. 56 minutes, Ferguson. I haven't looked at this game because I've been chasing my tail. And Paul Rideout, 89th minute.
Yeah, like I say, Everton were bottom of the league, Liverpool were fourth. This should have been a walk in the park. But Joe Royle's first game. Did the players up at the game? Were the players not playing for Walker? Whatever.
Oof. You've got an Everton legend joining the team. So you've got all that favour around it. Definitely a bounce. You've got maybe complacency from Liverpool. The seeds are there, like I say, the Spice Boys are becoming a thing there, aren't they? You can see, you know, another couple are going and whatever. And
as I say there, Ferguson was released from St. Anne Street Police Station 38 hours before kickoff. But he came on and scored in the fifth. Well, he didn't come on. He started and scored in the 56th minute.
He wouldn't be allowed to play now because of negative press and social media and all that. Imagine that. In modern football.
Liverpool got beat 2-0 and it would be another 4.5 years before we tasted a win.
Fucking hell. Should we just skip forward 4.5 years then?
So we're not going to be talking about a Liverpool win for another four seasons.
Wow. Fucking hell. The dogs of war when soft ass took over? The Scotsman?
Moyes,
yeah. So no.
No, I think it starts with Royle. I think it starts with Royle.
I think it did, yeah. I think it did.
Have you got your song for this year? Day?
Yeah. Oh, mate. I looked at the wrong year at first and I was like, oh. And it was Robson and Jerome. And I was like, oh, I'm not putting that in the playlist. I'm fucking not doing it. But it was the wrong one. I Believe and Up on the Roof. God. So it is Baby Come Back by Pat O'Banton.
Baby Come Back. Do-do-do-do-do. Baby Come Back. I hated that song.
Be better, ball, be. Didn't he do a bit of rapping in it? Bit of ball, bit of be, better, ball, be, ball.
Just like that, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. I remember it, but I can't remember. And obviously,
one for about four weeks, yeah.
By now, by this time, we've probably been round to Michelle's house for a buffy off the Miller Man.
Yeah.
To look at the photos and the video of the holiday in September. And this is before mobile phones. So we had to phone when we were leaving. And there's no sat navs. So Michelle had to go and stand by the phone box.
Oh, God, I remember. No, it was boss because, like, we met on holiday and it was one of them where we swapped numbers and you think, oh, well, that's it. That was a great holiday, but you never ring them. You never ring up the person you spoke to. You swap numbers, but you never get back in touch. And then the phone went, oh, it's Jimmy, it's Craig here. Fancy meeting up for the drink.
And it was so...
As it happened, Michelle's mum and dad were away on holiday, so... Said, yeah, come to Michelle's house and we'll make something to eat. And I did a buffet and it could have fed about 500.
Yeah. What were we drinking? Because didn't you take the knock after we'd gone?
Yeah, that bottle of Aussie Whites.
I don't think I'd drink that now.
I threw up in the kitchen sink.
In the sink? Just squeeze it down with your thumb. You'll be all right.
Well, yeah, it wasn't the Aussie White. It's all the food that came up with it.
I'm sure you did vol-au-vents and everything. Full it. It was a full. It was a full buffet.
It was a proper buffet for a wedding reception. Yeah. It was four of us.
Yeah, and we were literally watching the videos of the holiday from the month before, and the pictures when we were younger. And people still watch that video now.
Yeah.
It still exists. It's on DVD though now, isn't it?
Yeah. Transferred onto DVD.
Coming to a YouTube channel near you very soon.
When we were both, well, I can't say both of us now. You've lost all the weight again. I'm still a big chunky bastard. when I was thin. Pictures of me down the pool with a six pack.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a distant memory.
Now there's just a six pack next to your bed. Six pack of Stella.
Okay, so, second derby that season.
Go ahead.
24th of January, 95.
So again, you've got a derby 2 months later. It seems to be a bit evenly spread out now, with the season worked out a bit better.
Yeah.
So 60 days later, basically, 62 days later, we're having another derby. Fucking hell. Brian Hill, remember him?
No. He was,
no, I don't. 39,505 people. The score, 0-0.
Liverpool started that game in third position, Everton in 16th.
So, were we going for the title this year? Do you know what I mean? We're up there all season, aren't we?
Well, we finished 15 points behind Blackburn.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah.
Let's have a look. I mean, we started the season with a 6-1 win against Crystal Palace.
Boom.
3-0 win against Arsenal, and then a 2-0 win against Southampton.
So, our team that day, James, Bjornaby, Jones, Babb, Ruddock, Scales, McManaman, Redknapp, Barnes, Fowler, Rush, Michael Thomas and Mark Walters on the bench, and Stensgaard, Michael Stensgaard, goalkeeper. Don't remember him at all. Sorry, mate.
No.
Don't remember him. Everton, Southall, David Burrows, Hinchcliffe, Unsworth, Watson, Jackson, Ebrill, Horn, Parkinson, Ferguson, a Rideout. 4 yellow cards for Everton. Stuart Barlow on the bench and Anders Limpar. No goalkeeper. Southall's like that. Okay, Danu. Oh, no, he's Welsh. Can't speak Welsh. Oh, he's proper lush. Oh, I'm not having another...
Before the ending...
We're not having another goalkeeper on the bench. I will not allow it.
So from the derby, the previous derby, Liverpool's only difference was Redknapp for Mulby and Everton, they put Burrows on for Ablett and Rideout for Amakachi.
Amakachi. That's a boss name now. Nil-nil.
Not much to report about that 0-0, wasn't it?
Can't remember it. We might have been robbed. I don't know. So,
song.
Cotton Eye Joe. Have you got that?
My Joe Rednecks. Yeah, the Rednecks.
We're on the same page now when it comes to number ones, aren't we?
Yeah, I've learned from your mistake. I don't want the indie chart, do I? Or the country western chart.
Triple check. Yeah, I had this single. I'd be married long time ago.
It's one of them songs, when I hear it, I'm transported back to our holiday. Same as that fucking stupid Saturday night song. When I hear that, when I hear the Rednecks, when I hear fucking Alec Nolan's that one.
Yeah.
They're the three songs, when I hear them, I'm transported back to the friggin' Farmhouse Tavern dance floor, being an obed with you.
This is...
And Hole in the Moon by the Waterboys.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever so I hear them four songs.
I would have been 21, December 94, because you've come to me 21st birthday meal.
Yeah.
And then, but we had...
I thought you were going to tell to give Kerry something.
Yeah, proper birthday prezzy. And but then we had a night out over your side as well for me 21st. I remember that. I don't know if it was in the Legion. I don't know if it was someone else's surprise
party. The Legion for a surprise party.
Let's go on the fruity. I always win on this.
Let's go upstairs. There might be something going on. No surprise.
Yeah. every week, surprise party. Me? Is it my turn for the surprise party this week? The girl on the Buffy must have made a fucking fortune out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. So was the same girl.
Well, for a while, we were right. Staples in there, weren't we?
Yeah.
Go on.
They're all nice in there. It was a good accent.
Yeah, he did. It was lovely.
It's 95. The movies we were going to cinema to watch. I'm sure you took Kerry to see a few of these.
Go on.
Actually, I've done the box office. I've done the UK box office.
Ooh.
At number one, Toy Story.
Boom. I like it. I wouldn't have gone to see it.
The first ever computer, totally computer generated movie.
Yeah.
Number two, Batman Forever.
Yeah, we'd have went to see that.
Jim Carrey and the Riddler.
Yeah.
That was still Keaton, wasn't it? Was Keaton still Batman then?
No. It was.
The
Doctor. Was it the Doctor? The fella who does the coffee adverts now. There's Val Kilmer. There's a Val Kilmer Batman. And then there's the silver-haired fox who's the doctor on ER.
George Clooney.
Claude Clooney, yeah.
That was it.
It's one of them two.
Number three, Apollo 13. Tom Hanks.
Went to pictures to see that. Cracker movie.
Four, Pocahontas.
Wouldn't have seen that.
And number five, Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
No, I wouldn't have seen that.
Now, that was the UK box office. Strangely enough, seeing how Toy Story was such a big movie, it was only number two in the USA. The number one movie in the USA was Die Hard with Vengeance.
Okay.
And GoldenEye, number four.
Jap's Eye. You can't say that now.
No. Right, music of the year. Britpop was at its height. I touched on it the last season with the albums between Blur and Oasis. This year, they both released their single on the same date as a sort of cockfight. Who's got the biggest cock?
Yeah.
Just to prove who's the biggest band, who's going to get the number one. So both of them released the single on the same day. It was Roll With It for Oasis and Country House for Blur. The press were calling it the greatest pop rivalry since the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. They were always slagging each other off at every opportunity. Oasis were describing Blur as Saz and Dave Chimney music.
Yeah.
Saz and Dave Chimney Sweet music. And Blur replied with, is it Status Quo or Oasis Quo?
Hey!
So Blur won that battle with Country House. They sold 274,000 copies. Roll With It, quite a bit back with 216.
I bought Country House.
Just to rub salt in the wounds, when Blair got to number one and went on Top of the Pops, the guitar player wore an Oasis t-shirt.
Hey,
two fingers up to Oasis. Obviously, Oasis became more commercially successful.
Yeah.
That's a thingy. Hey, girl, I'm on a podcast. That's
right. I think I prefer Blair. So back in the early days, definitely. Blair's albums were better earlier on. Now I'm more of Oasis. But
yeah, I think even back then I was Oasis. I think I said it last week. They tried to make it into a class thing. Northerners against Southern softies. I don't know. I preferred the heavy Oasis are more heavily guitars, weren't it? More heavily influenced with guitars.
Yeah.
Obviously, 94 we had the World Cup, USA World Cup.
Yeah.
England didn't qualify, so we were all following the Republic of Ireland.
Johnny Aldridge, Ray Outon scored, beat Italy.
Yeah, I remember he had a bust up with the linesman because they wouldn't do the substitution quick enough.
Yeah.
They were 2-0 down against Mexico. And he was trying to get on, they wouldn't let him on. He had a big kick off. He came on and scored. And that goal was important because that's on goal difference. They got through to the knockout stages. I won a nice little bet with Ireland because I had, when he played Italy, I had Ireland to win. They were like 10 to 1. So I remember I won over £100. And I've since seen Ray Elton on the train and I went and told him the story. I won over £100 because of you, Ray. Oh, nice one. I'll have a cup of tea, thanks. Yeah. So sit up and pour me tea.
Yeah. God
love you. Yes. The final was between Brazil and Italy.
Was it Italy, yeah? Brazil must have won it.
Oh, Italy versus
Brazil.
Wasn't
it? Wasn't it penalties?
Brazil won. It was 0-0. Went to penos.
Yeah,
Brazil won 3-10.
All the Americans were penalties. Fucking bored shitless because it wasn't it 0-0 the final and then it went to penalties.
Yeah. It was a good World Cup. Star wise, you know, you had Mario, Bebeto, Roberto Baggio, Thomas Brolin from Sweden.
Maradona.
Bulgaria, Stoichkov. Maradona was there. Bergkamp, Batistuta, Klinsmann.
Maradona scored a fantastic goal, didn't he? And then failed the drugs test. Was that World Cup?
Yeah.
Remember he's running at the camera like that after scoring, going,
like that. Smacked off my tits. Look at me.
I'm in Oasis. That's what he was shouting.
He got that close to the camera that he picked up all the fucking coke marks under his nose. Daniel Amakachi scored 2 goals this World Cup. And he's on his way to Everton. For Nigeria. News from 1995. Windows 95 is released.
Good year to win.
O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson. Trial ends with him being found innocent. Of course he was. People have got to start saving up to buy a DVD player because DVDs are announced. Get rid of your videos. We're now having DVDs.
I got my first DVD player when I moved into our first house in 97. And my first DVD was, which I know obviously no longer own, was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, what a movie.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling I've only seen that once.
I think I've only seen it twice. Sorry,
last bit of news is eBay starts trading. It was good, but now it's full of crooks.
It was good back in the day, but like you say, full of assholes.
I made loads of money on it. Made loads of money, but looking back now, I regret the stuff I sold just for the sake of getting money when I didn't really need it. The stuff I got rid of.
Yeah.
Me Madonna sex book. Remember that?
Yeah. I'm sure there's a picture of her with a helmet on her chin.
I think I paid 25 quid for it. And I sold it to some guy in Texas for £75.
Oh.
Which was, yeah, boss. Nice £50 but thingy, but I'd have much rather kept it.
Yeah.
The stuff I sold on there. Sold me Liverpool signed football. All the stuff I wish now I'd have kept.
Yeah, I had one as well. I sold on eBay, yeah. Signed Liverpool
football. TV this year started. They think it's all over. The comedy panel show with Nick Hancock. Do you remember who the captains were?
Lee East and...
No.
Jay.
I think he was a regular... He was a regular panellist, but he wasn't a captain.
Go on.
Gary Lineker and David Gower.
Oh, okay.
Don't remember that?
No.
Yeah. And that was when everyone started getting the best of and the outtakes videos for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's when that all started. They think it's all over outtakes. Oh, thanks, Mum. Father Ted started, ran from 95 to 98.
Got them all.
Craggy Island, Father Ted, Father Dougal and Father Jack. And Mrs. Doyle. Hollyoaks started. All the Fitbirds from Merseyside. Phil Rebson's Sky Sports Soccer AM started.
Wow. That's fucking 25 years old then.
Yeah. Helen Chamberlain and Tim Lovejoy. And now it's John Fenner's Fendi and what's his name? Jimmy Bulldog Bullard. Challenge Annika finished this year. Bullseye finished this year. And Crystal Maze finished for a while. No, it's back now. Finished in 95. That Edward Tudor pole. Bottom finished. And Chris Evans's Don't Forget Your Toothbrush was kicked off the telly because he's shit. Born this year, Naby Keita, Minamino, and Origi.
Wow.
And this'll blow your mind. This'll blow your mind. So 95, what older than 24, 25. Right, you ready for this? This is get rid of your mind blown, because I read it and I went, no way. Hayley Mathers. Marshall Mathers' daughter.
Oh, yeah. She was born then.
A couple of years ago, she was singing a song on the album.
Oh, my dad's gone crazy.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard that song for so long. So she's 25 year old now.
Yeah. Mm. That blew my mind when I read that.
Go and have a look.
So, are you going to stay with us for Scylla today?
I'll try, but...
Or have you asked switching?
No, I'll see what I can do. I'll summon Scylla this week then.
Oh, go on then.
Scylla, can you hear us? Me and Stuart are touching helmets. Can you hear us? We're rubbing our helmets in a special way. Can you hear us, Scylla? Do you want to come through?
Oh, hello. What are you doing that for?
Sorry, Scylla.
Trying to turn you on, Scylla.
Is it turning you on, Scylla?
Oh, God, yeah. I do love an unwashed helmet. The more smeg, the better.
I've been in work. I haven't had a chance to have a shower yet.
Do you remember in the old days, everyone had smeg? No one's got it now. It's died out. Not died out.
Got smeg, man.
I don't think you have. You go and do smell your bell in a minute. Put your finger around the helmet. I don't think there'll be any smeg on it. It was a very 1980s thing. It's like white dog poo.
You never see white dog poo now.
You don't see white dog poo anymore.
So normal things. Is anybody here celebrating the birthdays up there who died in 1994-95?
Well, this one is a bit funny. Well, it's not funny. Dying. Scylla, come on, girl. Dying isn't funny. No, it's not funny, but he looks funny. And do you remember Bob Ross, the American painter?
No.
You do.
Who's Bob Ross?
There he is. He's got an afro.
Right.
But he's
Oh, he did the painting TV show.
Yeah. He was a dead good painter. Well, he's dead. He's sitting here now doing he's painting me fronties. But he misunderstood when I said, I want you to paint me fronties. I wanted them to do it on canvas, but he's actually painting me fronties. So one of them looks like a watermelon and the other one looks like a dog. But a dog's bum hole. I'm going to have a lot of laughs with them later in the heaven bar when I'm having a bevy. Fucking hell, Scylla. This is exhausting me trying to remember who I am. So, Harold Wilson, do you remember him?
I do remember Harold Wilson.
I don't even, He was Prime Minister in the 60s when I was doing everything, when I was famous.
When you were a cloakroom assistant?
When I was doing the old hand shuffle, five-finger shuffle. Yeah, he died then.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. It doesn't say. Oh, he was Labour. He was a Labour Prime Minister. We like Harold Wilson. He wasn't a nonce like them Tory scum. Nice one, Silla. Fucking hell. This got dark quick, didn't it, Silla? Yeah, so he's dead. Oh, my God. Dean Martin sitting here trying to get off with me.
Dean Martin.
The actor, wow. Comedian and singer, one of the original Rat Pack. He's dead.
But yeah.
He's on the cloud with me now.
Once more, eh?
He's not playing with me fronties. He's playing with me other bits. Me front bum.
I thought you'd have had Kenny Everett there with you. He died this year.
Oh, my God. I haven't got that far down. I can't find him. Do you know who else died this year? But he's not in heaven.
Go on.
Fred West.
Oh, no, he's not. He's not there with you, is he?
No, he is not, certainly. Freaking hell, Silla. It's not Serial Killers After Dark, you know. My goodness, you're talking about Jimmy Savile, yeah, next. I love Jimmy. No, I don't. Not anymore. We all did for a bit. Then he died. No. Then all shit went dark. Now we all hate him. Oh, Kenny Everett. Yeah, he's here with me. He's got his legs akimbo.
It's all done in the best possible taste.
Yeah, it is. Is this the only one else you might know?
Yeah.
I'm looking at everyone here and I don't recognise any of them. They're all just looking at me.
Larry Grayson, he's up there, isn't he?
He's not on my list, but if you say he's here...
Maybe he's gone downstairs. Maybe he as well.
Oh.
Generation Game.
Oh, I love him. I love him long
Peter
time.
Peter Cook. Isn't Peter Cook there?
No. Fucking hell. Ronald Cray is. Ronald Cray's on my list. What fucking list have I got? One of the Cray brothers? I'm sure I had a go on him back in the 60s. Oh, here's Peter Cook. I'm getting to Peter Cook now. Yeah. Well,
I'm starting to panic. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe I was looking at the wrong year.
Wolfman Jack, radio personality and DJ from America. He's dead. I'm sure he had a catchphrase. I don't care. I'm not listening to it. Oh, there's Kenny Everett. Oh, God, love him. Look at that little face. What did he die of?
He had AIDS, didn't he?
Oh, we had
it was AIDS related.
Oh, bless him.
He was linked with Freddie, wasn't he?
Was he?
Yeah. He used to go out with him all the time. And it was they always denied there was anything there, but there was a lot of people thinking there was something there.
No way. Fucking hell.
There you go, Silla.
Well, anyway, my fronties, it's all the paint is running and it's all running down my body into my front bum. So I've got to go and have
that's
a wash.
That's because you
shaved. I know. Well, you don't have hair in heaven. I'm baldy. I'm baldy from my feet right to the top of my head. Just baldy. I'm like an hard-boiled egg.
On that thought, cue the music. Oh.
Cover. This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
Shirias! Here, Shiri.